Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I talked to Jade Foley a few weeks back before the start of Glow Up Ireland. She got as far as the semi-final. She was the last woman standing on Glow Up Ireland, but unfortunately she bowed out in the latest episode in the semi-final. Hiya, Jade.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, very good. I asked you at the start, were you allowed to tell me how far you got, and you weren't, but you did very well.
Yeah, I was kind of I was very shocked. I didn't think I'd make it that far at all.
Why not?
You see, there's such a high level of like talent in Ireland. I don't think people see that. Like, there's such a high talent, and it's not in the case of like your work. It's more so like it's just how you play the game, really. And I just didn't know if I could like keep going with it, because I was like, will I be able to be as good as these people who've literally been in the industry for years? And I just started on TikTok. So it was kind of hard then to see a way up everyone's work, because, you know, everyone has such different styles as well. Like, it's very hard to judge everyone based on style. So I guess when I came down to techniques and stuff like that, yeah, you kind of had to know a bit, to be fair. And I hadn't barely any knowledge, so I was like winging it the whole way through.
Yeah, but you were winging it on the basis of what you seemed to have a pure raw talent. Got you that far?
Oh. I suppose, yeah, I did, to be fair. Yeah. I was going to say something, I forgot. Sorry.
All right. You're all right. What's the experience been like?
It's been a very interesting experience. You go from doing your makeup in your bedroom your whole life, and then, well, not whole life, 2 years, but then you go straight into being on a TV set. So it's a big jump. It's a very big jump. I'd never worked in a salon or anything like that, so it was like a very big step up from your little bedroom and your little desk. But it was really cool. Do you know, it was cool to like learn and grow from some of the best in the country, do you know, possibly the world too. Like, the judges have done it all, like on the likes of Emma, she literally done makeup on even the Queen. Like, she's really had a good career for herself, as well as Cathy Ann. Like, when the show stopped filming, she was off to, like, you know, Italy to like do Pat McGrath's like show and stuff like that. So like all those kind of things, it's amazing to kind of have them compliment you and your work as well, and tell you where you can, like, you know, change your techniques and change your style, and not style as such, but kind of more so like your approach.
But clearly,
and the best way to do that.
Clearly, Jade, when you started to teach yourself in your bedroom a couple of years ago, and it went from a hobby to something you love, clearly there's something there, because you've gotten to the semi-final of a national competition up against some professionals. So what's the next step for you now?
Oh, the next step for me is literally whatever comes my way. I am so open to take any opportunities, because I did win, in my opinion, the two best prizes in the competition, and I can't wait to kind of do them next year. And then
remind me again.
So the first one was the Charlotte Tilbury Prize. So I'll be going more or less abroad to meet her and be backstage with one of her shows and be a guest and learn from behind the scenes of what it's like to kind of like be a makeup artist on her kind of like team kind of a thing for the whole time. Then the next one is getting to be on the set of Valhalla, which is a Netflix show that'll be starting, I think, around next year.
Cool.
So I'll be doing kind of like the makeup with that for the with the key special effects artist, which is Tom McInerney.
I think the future is very bright for you, Jade. I think in
really
a couple of years'
so.
Time, I might have to book through a series of agents to talk to you.
Oh, wouldn't that be a dream?
Well, maybe for you, but not for me. We'll keep your number. Here's the deal, Jade. You keep the number, and you come. You'll talk to me whenever I want you. How's that?
Perfect.
No, listen, congratulations. You've really, really done very well. I remember at the start of it, you were very cagey. You wouldn't tell me anything, but you did really well. And like that, you went up there 2 years, self-taught. Always remember that, self-taught. You mightn't think that. You kind of brushed that off. No, self-taught. You're up there, you competed with
the
very
I was qualified now in on photography makeup. So yeah. With Tiger Training Academy, they did teach me. They were actually the ones that pushed me to even do TikTok because I went in, had no confidence. I was like literally only getting it for the qualification. They were like, you need to keep posting. Mm. And I was like, okay, I will. And lo and behold, I kept posting and look where it got me.
There you go. Jade, congratulations on getting this far and enjoy the next step in the journey. That's Jade Foley, semi-finalist in Glow Up Ireland.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.